Welcome to a brand new audio series from Kit Planes Magazine, your guide to everything you need to know to build, fly, maintain, and get top performance from your own personal home-built plane. Check it out at kitplanes.com. Rotorway International introduced its new Talon A600 helicopter during EAA Air Venture at Oshkosh this year. The ship, a dramatically refined version of the popular Exec 162F, is a two-place kit-built helicopter powered by a proprietary four-cylinder FADEC fuel injection and ignition system. Company CEO Grant Norwich talks to Kit Planes editor-in-chief Mark Cook about the new ship.
Had an opportunity here at Air Venture 2007 to sit down with Grant Norwich, the CEO of Rotorway International. Rotorway had a big introduction here yesterday with a new ship that is wowing the customers here. And Grant, if you would, give us an overview of what this new helicopter is and tell us what's exciting.
Well, welcome here. As you can see, the A600 Talon is our new aircraft. It supersedes the 162F that we've had out for many, many years. Well-established ship, and we decided to take some of the customers' suggestions and their designs and put them into this new ship, improve it. Now, some of the improvements that we have: landing gear much more wider, more stable, our interior cockpit, now glass cockpit, of course everybody's much celebrated drive system, we now have a cog belt drive system, as well as a shaft driven tail rotor system, which is an option for those of you who still like our belt driven system for ease and simplicity. We can still offer that.
Now, I understand that you've made some improvements to the power plant and the FADEC system that runs it, and I also understand there's some new integration with the glass panel. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Indeed, as you know, that we're one of two manufacturers in the world that also make our own engine, and we were first out with the FADEC system in 1994 and won an award here at the EAA. Well, today we actually bring you a much more improved FADEC system that is really using 21st century technology, a new injector system, a new dual failover system. But the system itself is also integrated with the glass cockpit, so now you can get real-time engine data. It keeps, I believe, 999,999 hours of the data, so if you can outfly that, that would be great. And not only is the new engine system better in itself from a control aspect, but of course you get much better fuel efficiency and a much better control of your engine for longevity of the engine.
That sounds great. Give us a little overview of the performance of the helicopter as it stands.
Well, you know, the performance often is directly related to your build quality. Now, given what we've done and the fact that we actually have a build center that is producing fully completed ships in Cape Town, South Africa, most amazing, gorgeous ships there, the build has certainly become more reliable. And the performance specs, we've had people hot and high with our supercharged engine. We've got a Swiss owner that is trying to land on every peak in Switzerland and keep sending us photographs at 10, 11, 12,000 feet. But the general specifications and how we work is we're trying to still keep the cabin at about 450 pounds gross maximum all up. And we are trying to lighten the helicopter as we speak right now. And we're in the middle of the R&D on lightening the helicopter, which will produce a much better performing helicopter.
Now, I understand that your own engine is significantly lighter than some of the certified competitors. Is that a big part of your lightening process?
As light as our engine is, power to horsepower ratio and weight to horsepower ratio, you find that our engine can still be even lighter. And with the new FADEC control system, as long as with our efforts now into improving our engine, you'll get better reliability, and we hope to get to the sub pound per horsepower pretty soon. We're pretty close to it as we speak.
That's terrific. Now, a lot of helicopter enthusiasts have been tapping their toes saying, well, you guys have been kind of, there are rumors about a turbine helicopter. Can you give us a little bit of an update on what's going on with that?
Pressure. Well, you look at the turbine side. One thing about Rotorway is we know how to test things until they're 100% right. We don't like them to get out there for a reliability aspect. And yes, we've been playing with turbines for quite a while. But we need to find the right engine with the right fuel consumption, with the right power for us. And we've looked at many manufacturers, and many of the big manufacturers have looking at us and talking to us. And watch this space. It'll happen soon.
Now, I understand also that the training environment is one of the harshest you can put a helicopter through. Do I understand that, that overseas this helicopter is being used in a training environment? And if so, how does that benefit the design and development of the ship?
Well, you only truly learn about how an aircraft performs when you put it into the harshest environments. So training for us helps with the improvement of reliability, the design of the ship, what needs to happen in a high maintenance environment. And to that end, we've done two things. One, we're actually using it in a test training environment outside of the country, and we're getting feedback to improve certain aspects of it. That's what led to the Cogbelt acquisition and why we've put it in now. But the second most important thing is we've just acquired a large training space in Chandler, Arizona, which we're going to make into a hostel, hotel, and training operation, so that you can now just not come for the normal three-week training at Rudderway, but you can do your full license with us.
That should be a great draw to pilots who either have low time in helicopters or are thinking of getting a license, and they look at the cost of a Robinson and they can consider that prohibitive. Now, obviously, you guys have a long history in the experimental side, and you've really developed the plans and kits and all the subcomponents for this. And in many ways, this company was the pioneer for many of the processes that we kind of take for granted. Where do you see the manufacturing process going as you continue to develop this ship?
Well, you briefly mentioned Robinson, and you've got to give Frank credit. He still is the largest and most prolific dealer in the world, manufacturer in the world, and he makes a great product. But from our perspective, we feel that we can follow in his footsteps and actually improve with real 21st century technology. Where we're going in manufacturing is we've partnered with a large European manufacturer who has now dedicated themselves to helping us go through certification. Our certification process has started in South Africa and Australia, and we are now non-type certified, which means you can use it for commercial use there, but still fall under the experimental category. And hopefully soon we'll be bringing you a fully certified ship.
Do you dare to put a time frame on that?
Well, if you look at us and my comments versus some of the management and my co-workers, I'd like to say that we're pushing to get certified outside of this country within the next year, and we hope to, in the next two and a half years, be certified here.
Well, we wish you luck with that. Before we part here, give us a little overview of the costs and delivery schedules and things like that for the Talon as it sits.
Well, right now we're fully booked up until I believe our first next delivery would be around about November 15th. The helicopter in kit form is $95,700, and that's with everything you see, engine, airframe, every nut and bolt, excluding radio and transponder, but the glass cockpit and everything else is included. And if you want an already assembled unit out of our South African factory, ready to fly, and they are gorgeous and absolutely brilliantly built, that is $135,000, and that is excluding shipping.
Now, one last question for you. Surely you've had some 162F customers come through here. What has their response been to the Talon so far?
Well, other than drooling over the new ship and actually wanting to look at it, and of course the first question is, how do they upgrade their ship so that it can be like a Talon? I think that they are seeing real movement in the company for the first time in a long time, and they're seeing that we actually do listen to their needs and wants, and we look forward to more input from all our user base out there and the Rudderway family to get larger and larger.
Excellent. Thanks very much, Grant. This is Mark Cook with Kit Planes Magazine. We've been sitting with Grant Norwitz of Rudderway International at EAA AirVenture 2007.
If you have suggestions for a future Kit Planes audio cast, email Mark Cook, editor-in-chief at editorial@kitplanes.com. Kit Planes Magazine features pilot reports on the best kit-built and plans-built aircraft, builder surveys on the most popular projects, and annual directories of hundreds of current kit aircraft, plus home builder supplies and aviation electronics. Be sure and check us out at kitplanes.com.